Okay, so ready to dive in. Today we're headed to a place that's, well, how should I put it? Bursting with creativity.
All right, let's hear it. Color me intrigued.
We're going to Natangram.
Natangram.
Yep. It's a small village in West Bengal, India. And get this, practically every family there has been carving wood for like generations.
Wow, generations. That's incredible. Okay, you've got my attention. What kind of stuff are they carving?
Well, they're known for all sorts of things, but they're particularly famous for their wooden owls, like little tiny ones, all brightly painted.
I am picturing that in my head right now. That sounds adorable.
They are, but they're more than just like cute decorations. They actually started out as these important religious symbols, and then they sort of evolved into like these sought-after pieces for homes all over the place. It's a pretty cool story.
Okay, now I'm definitely in. Let's unpack this. Natangram and its wooden owls, huh? Where do we even begin?
Well, first, let's get a sense of the place. I mean, where exactly is Natangram? Paint me a picture.
Okay, so close your eyes and imagine lush greenery. Like just really beautiful, vibrant green everywhere. You're in West Bengal, India, not too far from this train station called Agradwip. And nestled in all that green, you find this charming little village. That's Natungram.
Sounds idyllic.
It is. And you know what's even more amazing? This village, it's tiny. We're talking like only about 50 families call it home.
50 families.
Yep. And yet they've somehow managed to keep this wood carving tradition alive for, get this, 250 years.
250 years. That's like almost as old as the United States.
Exactly. A quarter of a millennium just carving away.
That just blows my mind. Okay, so we know they carve these owls, but 250 years. I have a feeling there's more to the story, right?
Oh, absolutely. They didn't start with owls. Their earliest carvings, they actually focused on these figures called Gornitai.
Gornitai. Tai.
Yeah, it's like representing a specific sect of Hinduism that's really big in that Bengal region. It's a reminder that art and spirituality, they're often intertwined, especially in a place like Natungram.
That makes sense. So, from these religious figures, how do they end up carving owls?
Well, they didn't jump straight to owls. They also carved other figures like Radha Krishna.
Radha Krishna.
Yeah, the divine couple, from Hindu mythology. It's a really popular theme in Indian art. And then they also carved figures of like kings and queens, showcasing a different aspect of their culture and history.
So they had this whole range of subjects. I'm curious, though, what's special about how they carve them? Is there a particular style they're known for?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, each carving, it's like a window into their culture. Take the Radha Krishna carvings, for example.
Okay.
They often show the couple in these idyllic settings surrounded by nature. It's all about symbolizing this, like divine love and devotion. And the details, oh my gosh, the details, like the clothing, the jewelry, even the expressions on their faces. It's incredible.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
And the kings and queens.
Oh, they're completely different. It's all about grandeur, showcasing the regal aspects of their culture, the poses, the attire. Everything's designed to like project power and majesty. It's fascinating to see how they capture these different themes through their carving styles.
Okay, so we've got these intricate figures steeped in mythology and history. But let's get back to those owls. They're the ones that really took off, right?
Yeah.
Why owls?
Right, the owls. Well, these brightly colored wooden figures, they weren't always decorative pieces. They were originally considered, hold on for this, the vahana of the Hindu goddess Lakshmi.
The Vahana. Okay, you're gonna have to explain that one. What's a Vahana?
Ah, good point. Think of it like a vehicle, a divine
Like a
vehicle.
chariot or something.
Exactly. In Hindu mythology, lots of deities have these animal companions that act as their rides. And Lakshmi, being the goddess of prosperity and good fortune, she's associated with the owl.
So the owl was like her ride. That's amazing.
I know, right? So naturally, people started to associate owls with Lakshmi's blessings. They were seen as these good luck charms.
Ah, so they bring good fortune. I can see why they became popular. But they're not just religious symbols anymore, are they? How did that happen?
That's the really interesting part. That shift from a purely religious context to like a more general good luck charm and even a popular home decor item. It's a great example of how these traditional motifs can find new life in modern
It's
times.
like they've transcended their original meaning.
Exactly. The owl, once sacred, is now, adorning bookshelves and mantles all over the world. It's a beautiful reminder of India's rich cultural heritage and its enduring appeal.
It makes you wonder what other cultural factors might have led to the owl becoming such a widespread symbol of good luck, like beyond just Lakshmi.
That's a good question. It's hard to pinpoint the exact reason. I mean, owls in general have this wise and watchful nature, right? They've been associated with knowledge and protection across so many cultures.
True. That makes sense.
So maybe as these owl figurines spread, those broader meanings started to resonate more with people. And voila, the owl became this universal symbol of good luck.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm officially adding the Tungram to my travel bucket list. It would be amazing to see these artisans at work.
Yeah.
What's it like actually being there in the village?
Oh, it's an experience for sure. Imagine walking through the village, watching these skilled artisans take blocks of mango wood.
Mango wood.
Yeah, they love mango wood. It's super durable and has a beautiful grain. Anyway, they take these blocks and transform them into these vibrant creations using these chiseling techniques that have been passed down for generations.
Wow, it must be like stepping back in time.
It really is. And you can actually visit their folk art center. You can learn all about their intricate doll making. They even let you try your hand at carving. And if you're lucky enough to be there during their annual arts festival.
Oh, wow.
It's incredible. The whole village comes alive to celebrate their heritage. It's a must-see.
I bet. But for those of us who can't just hop on a plane to India, is there a way to experience Netungram?
Yeah.
And, you know, support these artists?
Absolutely. That's where Cracktikart comes in. It's this fantastic platform. It connects Netungram's artisans directly with customers all over the world.
So, wait, you're saying we can actually buy these authentic handcrafted pieces straight from the source?
Yep. And Cracktikart makes it super easy. They handle everything, secure checkout, fast shipping, the whole nine yards. And the best part.
What's that?
Every purchase directly supports these talented artisans. It helps keep their traditions alive.
It's a win-win. You get a beautiful piece of art, and you're helping to preserve this incredible cultural heritage.
Exactly.
It's amazing. You know, we've gone from this tiny village in India to this global world of art and tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And it all started with these little wooden owls. It just goes to show you, even in a world that's constantly changing, these powerful cultural connections, they could still thrive.
Couldn't agree more. It's inspiring for sure.
It really is. So, last question for you and for everyone listening. If you could visit Netungram, what kind of wooden creation would you be most drawn to? A traditional deity like Gorni Tai? A whimsical animal? Or maybe you design your own lucky owl? Let us know.
Oh, that's a tough one. I might have to go with a custom owl. Just imagine the possibilities.
Right. Endless. But no matter what you choose, let's all take a moment to appreciate the skill and dedication of these amazing artisans. And hey, if you want to bring a little piece of Netungram into your own home, check out Cracktikart. You won't be disappointed.
Agreed. It's a fantastic way to connect with these incredible artists and their beautiful work.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. It's been an adventure. Until next time.
My pleasure. Always happy to explore the world of art and culture.
Me too. All right, folks, that's a wrap.